Get ready to get in the game. Stretch, strengthen, live, and thrive. You can be a winning athlete in the game of life. It's the Peel Appeal with author and corrective exercise specialist, Matt Peel.
Hey, this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal podcast. What's happened today? What's going on in your world? What's up for you? Is it a beautiful day outside? Is it nighttime as you're listening? Is it the morning? I just like to hear what's going on in your life because that helps me to make these podcasts even more special, right? Because as you're listening to me, whether you're driving or whether you're maybe working out or just sitting around the house, maybe doing some chores, right? It's important that I connect with you to help you be your best athlete in the game of life. So today, something a little different, right? We're going to talk a little bit about nutrition. So what do leafy greens, apples, and lentils all have in common? What do you think? Well, did you know that they can all be weight loss supplements? No kidding. Yes, it's possible. But how? Stay tuned here, and let me tell you how and why. Because remember, Peel Appeal Podcast is about facts. It's not about just what's popular on social media and trending with a hashtag, although you can use hashtag Peel Appeal and find me. But it's about what's actually going to work for you, because this is how your body operates. All right. So, hey, you know it. I know it. Carbs are evil. Right? You hear it all the time. I've had too much carbs. I have to get rid of my carbs. I have to stop taking carbs. Well, do you really know what a carb is? Because cutting carbs might not necessarily be the answer that you're looking for when we take it from a factual basis, right? But I hear it all the time. And I'm sure you do too, at the gym, at the grocery store, with your parents, or maybe with yourself. Oh my God, I got to cut these damn carbs. They're fucking killing me, right? But there's more truth than, you know, about keeping carbs, right? And it's more fallacy on cutting them, because not all carbs are created equal. Now, from a overall macronutrient standpoint, they are, but what they can do for you, that's where the difference is. So did you know that all fruits and vegetables are carb sources? I'm going to say that one more time for you. Did you know that all fruits and vegetables are carb sources? Yes. Yes, they are. So when you say, oh, I'm not eating carbs, but I have a salad and maybe an apple or some other things. Hey, guess what there, tough guy, tough girl? You're eating carbs, believe it or not. So carbohydrates, any kind of carbohydrate, whether it's kale, piece of bread, I don't know, a banana. It's all 4 calories per gram. All of it. Believe me, look it up yourself. I don't make this shit up. I just tell you exactly what the facts are. So did you know that fiber is a carbohydrate? Yes, fiber is a carbohydrate. Did you know that fruits and vegetables are the best sources of insoluble and soluble fiber, right? What is the difference there? Does it digest? Does it break down in water, right? Insoluble fiber does not. Soluble fiber does. They do two different things within your body. So it's important for us to have these kind of carbohydrate sources. Everybody thinks, well, I need to have whole grains. And I'm not specifically going to knock whole grains. What I am going to do is more promote, add more fruits and vegetables into your diet, right? That's are the kinds of sources your body can digest and use a lot easier, whether it's insoluble or soluble, than necessarily processed foods like breads. So how much do you need? How much fiber do you need? Well, let me tell you, if you're a male over 50, you need 30 grams a day. Are you getting it? I'd say probably not. If you're a male under 50, you need a little bit more, That's 38 grams a day. I'll say that one more time. If you're a male over 50, you need 30 grams of fiber a day. Under 50, 38. If you're a female over 50, you need 21 Gs. If you're under 50, you need a little bit more, 25 Gs. Okay, one more time. If you're a female over 50, you need 21 grams of fiber a day. Under 50, you need 25 grams of fiber a day. All right. So how can we get it? Well, eat more fruits and vegetables into your diet. Now, remember, soluble fiber is from plants. It helps slow your sugar absorption and improves your blood sugar levels. So that's extremely helpful if you're a type 2 diabetic, or now they even have this new category called pre-diabetic, which I'm not going to get under my soapbox too much on that level. But eating more plant-based foods, which has a soluble fiber in it, will help you with your blood sugar levels. It's that easy. It's not like, oh my God, I have to eat all these fruits and vegetables, or vegetables that I don't like, or even fruits that I don't like. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a papaya fan. Just not. Guess what? That's okay. There's so many other options out there. It doesn't matter if I eat papaya or not. There's a lot of other fruits that have that same color and those same antioxidants. So choose fruits and vegetables that you like to eat. If you don't like Brussels sprouts, then don't eat the damn things, right? There's more options that are leafy green that you can enjoy the taste of without loading them down in salt and sugar, right? There's the caveat. But there's plenty to help you out there. Just find something new and enjoy it. So fiber helps to slow gastric emptying, so you stay fuller longer, right? So this helps all with your weight loss. Even if you're not on weight loss, it still helps you, right? Because we want to feel fuller longer. So having fiber in the sorts of fruits and vegetables, along with some lean proteins, right? You're going to stay fuller longer than if you just had bread or crackers or some chips, right? Fruits and vegetables are nutrient dense and have less calories than processed foods. So you can actually eat more for less. That's right. Eat more fruits and vegetables for less calories. I know math is hard. I get it. I can only count to 15 actually for myself. The rest I could use a calculator for. But you can do it. So load up on those fruits and vegetables. So here's a little tip for you. Bonus tip, right? As we wrap this up, bonus tip. Before you're going to go out to eat the big, say, heavy meal, and that's okay if you do. Hey, we have social lives. I never say, no, cut off your social life. Just be smarter about it. So if you have an apple or a pear, before you go out to eat a heavy meal, you could possibly reduce your food intake and your calories by up to 15% just by having an apple or pear that in itself might be 25 to 30 calories, plus a great source of fiber. And apples and pears taste pretty good. So if you have one right before you leave to go out to dinner, you're going to eat less. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel less heavy and less damage to your calories, right? Great tip. I love that. So what's the lesson today, right? The lesson is that carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables are your weight loss friend. Remember, eat more for less, plus all the benefits of having a soluble and insoluble fiber, right? Nutrient dense, low calories, eat more of them, and there's all kinds that can match your taste buds. So don't eat the ones that you don't like. There's no need to sit there and go, oh my fucking God, I hate this. I don't want to eat this. This tastes terrible. Then don't. Find something else that you like, right? That's the beauty about God's green earth. Lots of choices. So what's kind of a daily number that you can shoot for? Well, if you're a male, how about you just shoot for 30 grams a day, regardless of your age? That's kind of a nice number in that both. If you're a female, how about 23 grams a day? That's kind of right in both. If you're over, under a little bit, no problem. You can't have too much fiber. No one has died because they've had too much fiber. Guarantee it. So, as we wrap it up today, first of all, remember, like, listen, subscribe to the Peel Appeal podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. But also, why don't you come sign up for my newsletter? Go to my website, mattpeel.com, and sign up for my newsletter. I send out weekly updates, some behind-the-scenes stuff about me and what goes on in my personal life, what are things I like to do, when I'm not working out or working. I only work out like an hour a few times a week. I don't do it all day long like some people think. But I also share some tips and some specials only available to people who sign up for my newsletter. So again, go to mattpeel.com today and sign up. So until next time, this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal Podcast. I will see you later.
Are you ready to get in the game? Get personal help. Sign up for our newsletter and pick up your copy of Athlete in the Game of Life, the book, all at mattpeel.com. Thanks for listening.